The Crash of Argo 2 by Ariel. Kablam! Went the Argo 2. Leo ran to the deck and looked around at what had happened. A woman with an army-like Amazon warrior suit, dark black hair, two golden bracelets had crashed onto the front deck. She had some wood on her hair, but looked fine. Leo ran to her and helped her up. "Come on, woman, that took me a long time to build." The woman replied, "I am not woman. I am Wonder Woman." "Okay, little boy." Wonder Woman was looking around, but everything was just a blur. Boom! The Argo 2 went again. It disturbed Wonder Woman's thinking and shook her again. I wish Bumblebee was here." Leo slipped on the deck. "Bumble what?" he screamed. He wasn't really fond of this Wonder Girl sending his ship and all his friends to certain death. He screamed at her, "What did you do to my freaking awesome ship?" He was about to say something else but heard a scream coming from the side of the ship. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Hazel was hanging off the side of the ship. Frank staggered along the ship trying to resolve what had happened. Wonder Woman saw that some guy had an arrow on his waist. She couldn't help but feel sorry for him. Little speckles of blood dripped from the guy's waist. She ran to help him, but he waved her off. "I don't need your little help." Leo agreed with Frank. They didn't need this girl's help. In fact, if she helped them, she would probably just destroy the ship even more. Leo ran to Hazel's side and heard Hazel whisper a curse. He tried pulling Hazel, but his strength was like an old man. He couldn't hold Hazel, so he fell. He held on to the deck with his shoes, but his strength was failing him. "Don't let go!" Hazel screeched. All of a sudden, he felt a push, and before he knew it, he was laying on the deck with Hazel. "Thank the gods," Hazel puffed a sigh of relief. They both looked up and saw that Wonder Woman had saved them. Leo didn't care if she made Hazel fall. He was just grateful that he didn't die, or... Boom! Boom! Went the ship again. Leo slipped onto the deck, and he felt a sharp pain in his ankle. He clutched his ankle. She was so surprised it happened so quick. She first saved Leo and his friends, but then a few seconds later, Leo broke his ankle. How could it get any worse? She felt guilty. She wanted to help, but they wouldn't let her. Why didn't they trust her? She just had to prove to them that she could help, at least a little bit. They both said at the same time, "Why am I a mess?" Wonder Woman fell on the deck and started crying. She was the one who made this problem, and she couldn't help them a little. She cried for her family, she cried for what she did, she cried for this crew, which was about to die because of her. Leo couldn't believe it. The ship that took him years to make was about to be destroyed, but he pointed at Wonder Woman and he marched toward her. He was trying hard to be mad at her, but he couldn't help it. He can't be mad to someone who was crying. Her eyes were red and puffy from crying. Her shirt was dirty and ripped from the fall. Her face was filled with water. She looked at him and started crying. He wanted to help her. He really did. So he put his heart into what she said. "Hey, it is okay. If you want to help, you can. You look like a puffy tomato. Let's get those tears off and we'll work together. Deal?" "Deal," she said. She wiped her eyes with her hands and stood up. They shook hands and started to go to work. Leo used his flames to power the engine. It started flying, but not enough. Jason flew, but he was too weak to fly. No one else could fly unless... "Wonder Woman, do you know how to fly?" Leo asked. He had to yell over the noise of the engines. And screams. "Of course I know how to fly. Why?" She couldn't make sense of it all. Why would she fly? She asked herself. Seriously, why fly? I mean, it doesn't do anything. "Because you could lift the ship up and I can quickly do repairs, and then we will be going in no time." A second after he said that, he ran to the engine room. "Come on, I know you can do this." "Okay, I'll do it." She flew on the bottom and started to push the ship up. The engines were roaring like a lion in her ears, but she didn't care. Her face was a big hot tomato, but she didn't care. She was exhausted, but she didn't care. Leo looked at the engine. He noticed there's a rock in between the engines. He tugged at the rock and then he shot back, the rock hitting him in the stomach. His eyes were blurry and his stomach had a sinking feeling he didn't want to guess. Right as he was going to black out, he screamed, "We did it! You can stop pushing the ship!" His eyes rolling up in his head, and he blacked out. Wonder Woman was relieved, but she was also exhausted. She collapsed on the deck when someone screamed, "Someone, help!" And then they started crying. She ran to see what happened, and she gasped. Leo was asleep, or he looked like it, with a rock in his stomach. Ooh, that must have hurt, Percy finally said. He was staring at the guy like he was dead or something. Wonder Woman heard his heartbeat and she said, "His heartbeat is coming back to normal." And just as she woke up, Hazel hugged him. Leo blushed. Hazel quickly let go when she noticed everyone was staring at her. The ship looked very dirty and messy. Insects were on the floor, chomping on wood. Leo would have to deal with that problem. And when he had gone downstairs to the engine room, he noticed Coach Hedges' room was a mess. A bunch of clothes, baseball bats, and other sports stuff were on the floor. Before, he had to duck so he wouldn't be hit by the baseball bat. The picture of Camp Half-Blood in the dining room was all glitchy. He could barely see anything of Camp Half-Blood. Everyone's room was a mess, even Annabeth's. They had done it. Together, they saved Argo 2 from falling. A few hours later, Wonder Woman said goodbye and she flew off, heading to Manhattan. They will never forget that time, ever again. The end.